What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the potential of a narcissist, but not just the potential in the beginning, the potential in the middle of the relationship as well, and the potential near the end of the actual relationship. So, a lot of people get into these relationships with narcissistic people on the potential of who that person could become, not who that person is, which is I'm telling you, I see a lot of dating coaches and things like that. Just like, stop dating potential, because when you are dating on potential, sooner or later, you're going to end up divorcing reality. Because everybody, you can see the potential in this person, and holding on that potential, especially with a narcissist or a toxic person, can be truly detrimental to your own mental health state. It can be truly detrimental to you moving on, to you being strong, to you living a life worth living with a narcissistic person, with a toxic person. Because a lot of people, so many people, waste a lot of years of their life hoping that someone will change into the person that they think that they can be, not who they are. Who they think they can be, because that's what narcissistic people do. Narcissists show you who they can be, not who they actually are. They show you who they can be. So they show you that they have this growth potential. They show you that they have these big, huge dreams and goals and things like that. And they might be actually be look like they're taking the steps to achieve those huge dreams. Sometimes delusions of grandeur is what most people say. Sometimes it might seem like in real life they're taking those necessary steps to actually do that. But why, peel back the layers. Are they actually doing that, or are they actually just talking about it? Words and the actions have to match up with the potential of with the stuff that they're saying in the beginning of a relationship. Like, with the stuff that they're saying, like what they're going to do for you, what y'all going to do together, y'all going to be a power couple, or these goals and dreams. Are they actually taking the actions behind that? I'm going to be a clinical psychologist. Are they even in college? Do they have a high school diploma? No, they have a GED. They're working on getting their GED at 32 years old, but they want to be a clinical psychologist. You see how that doesn't match up. And a lot of sometimes people, y'all believe them. They'll tell you that, hey, look, my goal and dreams. Hey, I know I'm 38 years old, but my goal is to be a surgeon. I want to be a surgeon. Are you in? Are you going to med school? No, I didn't finish high school, but you know what I mean? I'm about to get my GED. And I'm going to go from there. I'm going to get my GED. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to graduate school. I'm going to get my master's. I'm going to get my graduate. I'm going to get my doctorate. Watch me do this. Y'all, potential. Y'all just like, y'all believe it. How? Sometimes y'all don't believe it. Y'all just like, well, at least they're trying. At least they have these goals. I mean, I can meet somebody that doesn't have goals and dreams. Potential. What is it like to say? What did the narcissist tell you at the beginning of the relationship to get you here where you are right now? What did they tell you? And did it match up to where you are right now? Because that potential, like I said, they show you who they can be, not who they actually are. Think about that. They show you that they can be this nice, sweet, kind person, this go-getter person. But are they really this person? Set boundaries. Say no early on. But I'm telling you, that's what keeps you there. That's what keeps you there, because you know they can do it. You know they can be affectionate. You know they can show you love, care, and affection. You know they can clap the cheeks like in the Kama Sutra. Y'all can read the Kama Sutra and clap cheeks like that. You know they can do that. But is that what they really want to be doing, or is that what they just told you to get you to the point you are right now? Actions over words, y'all. And a lot of times you get in these relationships, you get 2-3 years into it, or a year into it. You'd be like, or the time is kind of, people move at different paces, but most narcissists want to move fast. So you get into these relationships and you're just like, you're 2 years in. That person hasn't taken that one step towards those goals and dreams that they had. They don't love you as much as they used to. They don't give you the kindness, the caring. They don't do anything that they used to do for you. But you're still there because you know they can do it. You're holding on to that potential. You're holding on to the potential. Because guess what? Potential energy is standing energy. Standing water is you can generate no power. Standing water is actually pretty dangerous. Go find your closest, go dig a hole go dig a hole in your front yard, right? And let it rain really hard. So that go dig, make sure the hole is like 3 feet deep, right? 3 feet deep, 4 foot wide. Dig that hole, right? Let it rain, or you can fill it with water yourself. Let it rain, fill it with water. Fill it with the matter of fact. Don't eat, you can let it rain, but go get some Fiji water. Go get a bunch of bottles of Fiji water. Pour it in there. You know Fiji water is crystal clear, it's cool, crisp. The water is crisp. You know, it's fresh. It's Fiji water. You know, pour it in there, right, and let it sit for 2 months. Go out there. Would you drink a cup of that water now? Would you drink a cup of that Fiji water that's been sitting in that hole for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? It's stagnant water. It can't, like, there's probably mosquitoes around it, frogs in there clapping cheeks, fish in there pooping and pissing everywhere. And not fish, it's a hole in your front yard. worms in there. You know, would you drink from that water, that standing water? That water had potential, didn't it? It was Fiji water. It's Fiji water. It had potential, didn't it? You could have drunk it. You probably could have drank it at first, but now you can't drink it now because it's standing water. It's stagnant. It's probably diseased and infected. There's no potential. The potential is gone, but you still hold on to it, right? Because it's Fiji water. Hey, can you empty that water, that hole in the yard? No, it's Fiji water. I'm not going to empty that Fiji water hole. Why would I do that? You know what I mean? Why would I do that? Because it's Fiji water. Potential. Kinetic energy is taking that, like I said, potential is one thing. It's standing. It can become dangerous. Kinetic energy is what you're looking for. Energy that is moving. Energy that is moving. Take that, you pour Fiji water down a slope. That Fiji water is moving. You probably can still drink it 2 months later if it's still moving down that slope. You know, you can't drink it while it's stagnant. It becomes dangerous over time, you know. That apple, that crisp-ass apple that you got, it had a potential to be delicious. But you let it sit, now it's rotten. Would you still eat that apple? It had potential in the beginning to be a delicious-ass apple. But now you let it sit for a month. Sorry, y'all. I had to switch my camera battery. It died on me real quick. But yeah, the apple had potential to be a delicious, crisp-ass apple. But you let it sit around for a month on the table. And guess what? The apple has been rotten. The apple, it had the potential to be a good apple. Would you still eat that same apple now? It's still an apple, right? It's still an apple, correct? It's still an apple. It hasn't changed its form, but it's still an apple. But would you eat that apple that had potential in the beginning, but now it's rotten? You would throw that apple out. You wouldn't feed the apple to your kids. You wouldn't do anything with the apple. You wouldn't keep the apple in the house because it's going to rot and it's going to attract. Ooh, 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 ooh. This analogy just got fired. yay. Y'all see how it all comes together? You wouldn't keep that apple in the house, would you? In the beginning, that apple had potential to be a delicious, crisp-ass apple. But you left it sitting around for a month. You didn't nurture it. You didn't care for it. The apple didn't care for itself. It can't care for itself. It doesn't care about caring for itself. It's just, you know, the apple becomes rotten. You wouldn't keep that apple in the house anymore, would you? Would you leave that apple in the house? Would you keep that apple around your kids? Would you feed that apple to anybody? Would you introduce that? Hey, would you take that apple around your friends and family? No, now you become ashamed of that apple because it's rotten. There's worms in it. And it's going to attract other bad things. That rotten apple is not going to attract any good things into your life, into your household. Just like that narcissist, that rotten narcissist is not going to attract any, that rotten toxic person, not all narcissists are rotten, it's not going to attract any good energy into your life. How? Narcissistic people are self-serving. So, yes, you are going on potential. Potential will get you hurt, y'all. I'm just telling you. I know it will. You know it will. Holding on to that potential will get you hurt. You try to go back to the potential in the beginning of the relationship, right? So, guess what? You break up. And now that narcissist, like, when you break up and they're not ready for you to break up, they're going to try to become everything that you wanted them to become. Not all of them will, but some of them will literally try to become everything, give you everything that you've been asking for, everything you've been wanting and needed, all the other good jazz. They're going to do all the things that you've been asking them to do without you have to ask them to do it. You know, they're going to do all this stuff to keep you there. So guess what? Now you've round two of potential. Now they're showing you again. This is potential in the middle and the end of a relationship. Now they're showing you again that they have the potential to make you happy. So now you're holding on to not only the potential from the beginning, they're showing you again that they can do it. So this has become even more toxic, y'all. That's just manipulation, more manipulation. They're showing you that they can do it. They're just choosing not to do it while they're in a relationship. You see what I'm saying? So you have to be the one to have the power, the strength to cut the person off, because if you don't, that rotten apple is not going to attract anything good into your life. That rotten apple is going to just bring bad essence, bad presence, bad everything into your life. Then nothing good will come from having a rotten apple or that stagnant water. You wouldn't drink from that stagnant pool of water in your front yard. You would not eat that apple. You would not have your kids drink from that water. You would not feed your kids to the apple. So you having, listen to it. So now you having narcissists and toxic people still around your family, still around the front yard. And sometimes you don't bring them around there because you're ashamed of the apple now. Now let this apple rotten. The apple is like your relationship. The relationship is rotten now. That's time to go. But I can't tell you to leave. That had to be a decision that you make for yourself. I don't tell everybody to leave. I just say, hey, look, you want to keep the rotten apple in the house? Maybe you can nurture it. Maybe you can get some seeds out of the apple and make new apple babies. You know what I mean? But there you go right there. So I'm, like I said, so I have a 1-on-1 here, y'all, in just a sec, because I have to hop over here. I know this person. But thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. My podcasters, thank y'all so much. Hit that 5 stars for me. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.